Good morning. My guests this morning are Lenny Dean and Sheila Lakiri from the Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, you two.
Hi, Roland. How are you?
Good morning.
So, The Children's Hour by Lillian Hellman. You refer to it as an American classic, and that is what it is.
It is indeed. And she was so innovative and such a game changer in so many ways in the American theater, including the latest thing was that there's the Lily Awards that were created in 2010 to honor women in American theater.
Wow,
and
how
so
great.
Yeah, and she also was innovative in creating the Critics Circle Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Because her play would not be considered by the Pulitzer Prize in 1934 because of the subject matter.
Wow.
Because it had a lesbian theme in it. So the critics were angry and got together and decided to create the New York Critics Circle Awards because of Lillian Hellman. And one other thing that was really one of my favorite facts is the ACLU brought the first case in regarding lesbians to Boston and sued because a theater wouldn't present the play in Boston in 1934 either. They lost the case, but it was the first time any gay lesbian had been represented. So that was all having to do with our great Lillian Hellman.
That's great.
Times have changed.
They have changed a little bit.
Not exactly. I was just going to say, not quite enough.
Right.
But they have changed.
They have. As a matter of fact, can I say, on the 29th of April, we're having a matinee performance that we've invited three professionals and a high school student. We have a member of a LGBT community. We have a high school principal. We have an adolescent therapist. They're going to see the show and then do a panel discussion about the new...
Ooh.
Yeah, that's going to be wonderful. The
yes.
ways things have changed, their reactions to the play, and then the way things have changed. So at Sixth Street, we're just thrilled to invite our community to be involved in several ways.
Boy, it seems to me that introduces a whole new use for the plays of yesterday.
Absolutely. Where we've come from, that's the whole thing with all of our culture today, understanding where we've come from and our history all together is just so important.
Yeah.
Including Lillian, again, she rewrote the play in 1950. Think about 1934, just before the war.
Yeah.
And everything that was going on
right
then.
In the middle of the Depression.
Yes, Depression and these lies and all the propaganda.
Yeah.
And then she rewrote it in the 50s during the McCarthy era. Now, she was blacklisted at that time.
Uh-huh.
Indeed.
But she rewrote the play. And it had a nice life then, too. So,
Sheila, what's your role in the show?
I play the role of Amelia Tilford, who is the grandmother of the character Mary Tilford, who is the prime mover in this play, the antagonist, the little girl who starts a rumor. And for me, the play has an incredible resonance. When I was a young woman, I was involved in the play, and now as an older woman, I'm also involved. So personally, it has a lot of resonance. But I also think that apart from, of course, the revolution in attitudes towards gay people that we've had, thank goodness, it also has a lot of relevance because of the impact of rumor, social media, gossip, and how uh-huh. important this is with young people. I worked for years in Santa Rosa City schools, and I saw the effects of social media on children in middle school specifically, and it is horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
It is just horrifying what one word or photo put out there on Twitter or, your Facebook account,
uh-huh.
what it can do. And so this is really a similar sort of, it's a meta parallel in terms of the effect of rumor and gossip on people's lives, what can happen.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Again, another use for the plays of the past.
Absolutely. And that's really what's great about any of the plays that we want to produce that have that connection to our culture today is how we can have the conversation about how it relates and what we can do about
right.
it and how we can be proactive and support that. So, yeah.
Well, thanks very much to you two for coming in, and thanks very much for doing this wonderful show. Let's point out to the audience that this is Sixth Street Playhouse, and they are doing Lillian Hellman's The Children's Hour, April 21st to May the 7th. For information and tickets, here's the phone number, 523-4185. Online, it's sixthstreetplayhouse.com with the number 6. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.